As you brothers and sisters were praying,
就像我们弟兄姐妹们所祷告的。
This is one time I wish I understood Chinese.
有一个时间我希望能够了解中文。
I wish I could understood what you prayed.
我希望我能够了解你们所祷告的。
But I do sense the Spirit of the Lord as you pray.
我真的感觉到圣灵在借着圣灵所了解你们所祷告的。
And I thank the Lord that He is with us.
我感谢主与我们同在。
And I believe we are the most privileged people upon the face of the earth.
我觉得我们是最在这世界上是最蒙福的，最能够有权柄的一群弟兄。
Think of it for a moment.
想想看这个时间。
The Lord Jesus has called each one of us.
主耶稣就呼召每一个在我们当中每一个人。
To be His disciple.
成为他的门徒。
And His hope.
他的希望。
Is that each one of us would simply respond to that calling. If we respond, He will do all the work. He will begin to make us and to transform us and to conform us to the image of the Lord Jesus. That is our great encouragement. And it goes beyond even that. It says at the end we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Can you think of a higher privilege than that? It's one thing to be a follower. It's another thing to be a learner of the Lord Jesus. But this prospect of being like Him, that's what it means to be made a disciple. Well, may the Lord help us as we join for this third time. I'm not sure if I'm just wearing out the translators. I understand I have a third translator. Maybe you should switch the speakers and not the translator. What about that idea? Well, turn with me again to our theme verse at the end of Matthew. We'll read it again.
让我们找到这次经文的主题，在马太福音二十八章
28, chapter 28,
马太福音二十八章
verses 16 to 20,
十六节到二十节。
But the 11 disciples went into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed them, and when they saw him, they did homage to him, but some doubted.And Jesus coming up spoke to them, saying, All power has been given to me in heaven and upon the earth. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them to the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have enjoined you. And behold, I am with you all the days until the completion of the age.Of the age.
十六节，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与门同在，直到世界的末了。”
I want to read Matthew 10, verses 24 and 25 again.
马太福音第十章二十四、二十五节。
Verse
24. 二十四节。
The disciple is not above his teacher, nor the bondman above his Lord.
学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。
It is sufficient, or the King James Version says, it is enough,For the disciple that he should become as his teacher, and the bondman his lord.
在那个钦定版里面就说，这个学生要后来就像他的先生仆人，能够像他的主人一般。
Turn to Luke 14.
在路加福音十四章
26 and 27.
路加福音14章24节。
Luke 14, 26 and what did I say? 26 and 27.
路加福音14章26到27节。
If any man come to me and shall not hate his own father and mother and own wife and children and brothers and sisters, yea, and his own life too.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命， 就不能做门徒。
And pay attention to that. And his own life too.
能够请大家注意，就和自己的性命。
He cannot be my disciple, and whoever does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
还不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
And then I'll read again Matthew chapter 4, this calling of Peter.
让我们能够再读一次马太福音第四章对彼得的呼召。
I hope by now you've memorized this verse.
我希望到现在你大概能够记得这个经节。
Verse 18 and 19.
18, 19节。
And walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he says to them, Come after me, I will make you fishers of men.
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网。他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要你们如人如得鱼一样。”And
reading on to verse 22.
22节。
And they, having left their trawl nets, immediately followed him. And going on thence, he saw other two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the ship, and Zebedee, their father, mending their trawl nets. And he called them, and they, having left the ship and their father, immediately followed him.
20节，他们就立刻撒了网，跟从了他。他们从那里往前走，又看这些弟兄二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他。 兄弟约翰和他们的父亲西比泰在船上捕网，耶稣就招呼他们，他们立刻舍得船，别的父亲跟从了耶稣。Let's
have another word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。Lord,
once again we come to you for you to release your word.
主啊，让我们再次到你面前，让你能够把你的话释放给我们。We
have to say the way Peter responded.
我们必须像彼得这样的回应。Lord,
to whom shall we go?
主啊，主你我还能跟从谁呢？
You have the words of eternal life.
主啊, 你有永生之道。
Unless you breathe upon your word,
除非你在你的话上吹气。
Unless you make your word alive,
除非让你的话语能够活起来。
It will be of little help this evening.
主啊, 在我们当中就没有什么用处。
But Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit would announce our speaking, or would anoint our speaking.
主啊, 让你的圣灵, 能够讲话。
Anoint our translating.
如果你的圣灵能够高我们的, 讲的, 翻译的,
and anoint our hearing.
也在能够高我们在当中听的,
that you would give us ears to hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
主啊, 给我们一个耳朵能够听到圣灵所要对我们所说的话。
This we ask in the precious name of Jesus.
主啊, 在我们在面前的祷告, 让我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. This is our third session together. This third part, we'll look at something different. In this matter of making disciples, tonight we will consider the making process.
今天晚上我们讲到这个做门徒这个过程。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
You can understand all the principles about discipleship.
你能够了解所有的对于做门徒的原则。
But unless in the end you understand the making process,
除非在最后能够了解这个做门徒的这些过程,
you can never be made a disciple.
你不可能成为一个门徒。
This is why it's so important.
这是为什么这么重要。
So may the Lord help us as we begin to look at this.
让我们求主帮助我们, 让我们能够看看这底下的。
A little while ago, we looked at what we called the necessity.
在下午这个聚会，我们讲到这个 必要性，门徒的必要性。
We thought about three things.
我们讲到三件事情。
The necessity of disciples.
做门徒的必要性。
Think about the necessity again for just a moment.
让我们再想想看这个必要性。
Without disciples, there's no dwelling place for God.
如果没有门徒的话，神就没有一个居住的地方。
Without disciples, there's no body of Christ.
没有门徒的话，就没有基督的身体。
Without disciples, there's no testimony of Jesus.
如果没有门徒的话，就没有耶稣基督的见证。
This is the necessity of disciples.
这是门徒的必要性。
Now we talked a lot about the necessity of response.
我们也讲到了对于这个必要性的一些的回应。
If you're going to be made a disciple, you have to understand there's one key above every key.
你要成为门徒，这个最重要，要在所有的这个要件里面有一个最重要的一件。
And that key was demonstrated again and again in the life of the Apostle Peter.
在彼得的这个身上有一切一次一次的能够显明出来。
With all of his flaws, one consistent thing he did again and again.
虽然他有许多的错误，有许多失败，但是有一件事他一直有。
He always responded to the Lord Jesus.
他一直对主有回应。
Brothers and sisters, how that convicts me.
弟兄姐妹，那件事情非常对我非常。
How many times I think, do I always respond to the Lord Jesus?
让我常常想到，我是不是常常对主有回应呢
？When he calls, do I answer?
当他呼求的时候，我是不是有回应呢
？When he calls, do I hearken?
当他呼召的时候，我是不是有在听呢
？And when he calls, do I answer?
当他在呼召的时候，我有在回答吗
？That was always true of Peter.
这在彼得身上，我们都看到是这样子的。
Well, that's an important key.
这是一个很重要的。
And then we looked just a little while ago.
那我们刚才看到在之前看到一点。
At the necessity of revelation.
在看到的启示的必要性。
Brothers and sisters, this is vitally important.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常重要的一个要件。
You have to see something from the Lord Himself.
你必须从主的眼光来看见一些事情。
Something has to be introduced to the disciple that is divine.
有些这些进入到门徒之间，必须是从神那边来的。
That's what Matthew 16 is all about.
这是在马太福音十六章所讲到的。
The Lord stopped his disciples and he said, "Who do you say that I am?"
主对门徒说，你们说我是谁
？And then Peter.
然后彼得
Only Peter got it right.
只有彼得说
And he said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
主啊，说你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。
And to this the Lord Jesus said,
然后主说
Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah.
西门巴约拿，你是有福的。
Flesh and blood has not given this to you, revealed this to you.
这不是从血气所指示给你的。
But my Father who is in heaven.
这是我天上的父指示给你的。
This is a key.
这是秘诀。
To be made a disciple, we must have divine revelation.
成为一个门徒，我们必须有一个神圣的启示。
We must see the Christ.
我们必须看见主。
So many people get doctrine straight.
有许多人被于这个教条或是教训来。
So many people study the word but never see the Christ in the word.
许多人读圣经，但是在圣经里面读不到基督。
I'll never forget years ago when I was a young believer.
我不能忘记，当我许多年前，我还是一个年轻刚信主的。
Our brother Stephen said, "There's one message in this book."
我一个弟兄讲说，在这里面有一个信息。
From the beginning of Genesis,
从创世纪
to the end of Revelation,
到启示录
it's all about the Lord Jesus.
全部都只是讲到主耶稣基督
Unless we see Christ,
除非我们看见基督
we'll never be a disciple.
我们不能够成为门徒
And then we talked about seeing God's purpose.
然后我们看到主的一个目的
You know, brothers and sisters, that's precious to me.
弟兄姐妹，能够让我们在里面有一些的。
It seems to me the lesson is this.
让我们看见说，这里有一个功课。
That those who respond to the Lord,
这些对主有回应的人
，He will share with them His deepest secrets.
然后能够在主的里面能够分享他最深的那个秘诀。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象到这件事吗？
You might think it's a privilege if I told you my deepest secrets.
你能够想到说，这是一个很一个权柄能够知道最高的那个。
But can you imagine God the Father, the Lord Jesus, sharing with His own His deepest secrets?
你能够想到我们的父神，我们的主耶稣基督分享他最深的那一方面，最深的秘诀。
And it's more than that.
事实上超过这些。
He doesn't just tell him about his deepest purposes.
不仅仅讲到他最深的那个目的。
He says, I want you to join with me in my purpose.
他说我要你们都参与这个目的。
Be part of that purpose.
在这个目的中有份。
Without you, I don't want to accomplish the purpose.
没有你们，我不想让这个目的能够达成。
This is the privilege of a disciple.
这是我们门徒的这个特权。
I will never understand why the God of glory has limited himself in one sense to the human beings.
我一直不能够明白为什么我们这个神圣的神、荣耀的神要限制到他自己到这个。
But he desires to reveal his purpose.
他要把他自己的这目的能够显明出
来。And then to work out his purpose through man.
然后借着我们的门徒能够让这个目的能够达成。
This is what we looked at.
这是我们要看的。
Now we want to look at this matter of the making process.
那我们下来看一下关于这个成为门徒的过程。
I think this is absolutely important.
我觉得这是非常重要的。
First thing we want to look at is what the life of the disciple is.
我们第一件要看到就是门徒的生活是什么样子。
Because it seems to me sometimes we have wrong ideas about what the life of the disciple is.
我们常常对于门徒的生活有些错误的观念。
And turn back to Matthew 4.
让我们翻到马太福音第四章。
That's where we see the calling of the disciples.
我们这边看到对于门徒们的呼召。
We've already read those verses.
我们已经读了这些的经节。
But it says in verse 20.
让我们再看一下第二十节。
And it says in verse 22.
然后在二十二节。
That they immediately followed him.
这边有讲到立刻能够跟从。
Brothers and sisters, I think this is very important.
弟兄姐妹，我觉得这是非常重要的。
This is what he wants from us as his disciples.
这是让他们让这就是主所让我们成为门徒所重要的一件事情。
This was the difference with them.
这是他们中间的不同点。
They immediately followed him.
他们马上立刻能够跟从他。
There was no hesitation.
这没有什么迟疑的地方。
Think about that.
想想看这件事情。
Now, when I think of myself,
然后当我想到我自己的时候，
I won't say this about you.
我不是说你们。
I realize I'm just a guest.
我就是只是一个猜，一个客，猜想。
Am I a could? What? What does it mean?
Guest.
Yeah, is that guest in Chinese? I know no Chinese. I know xie xie. That's all I know. So far, our sister has been trying to teach me Chinese. So far, not hardly three words have I learned. I apologize for that.
她说我现在所知道中文只有谢谢。她说我的姐
妹想教我们中文。
她说我希望能够多学点中文。
But one thing, when you think of us, do we immediately respond to the Lord?
当你们想想我们自己，我们是不是能够马上的能够跟从主呢？
This is what he's after.They left their trawl nets.
他们马上把他的网就撒下，就撇下了。
They left their father.
他们别的父亲。
They left their business.
他们把他们这些事业都撇下了。
We would think this would be strange.
我们觉得这可能是一件很奇怪的事情。
But this was the response.
这就是对主的一个
回应。That he was looking for.
这是神所要的。
Now look at verse 23.
让我们看一下第二十三节。
And Jesus went around the whole of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the glad tidings of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every bodily weakness among the people. And his fame went out into the whole of Syria, and they brought to him all that were ill, suffering under various diseases and pains, and those possessed by demons and lunatics and paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee and Decapolis and Jerusalem and Judea and beyond the Jordan.
23节，耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。他的名声就传遍了叙利亚，那里人把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病、各样疼痛的，和被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的，都带了来，耶稣就治好了他们。当下有许多人从加利利、底加波利、耶路撒冷、犹大、约旦河外来跟着他。
Now think about this. What do you think this means?
想想看，这边是讲到底是什么意思
？The Lord Jesus just called the disciples to Himself.
主耶稣才刚刚呼召了一些门徒。
And it says they immediately followed Him.
然后这些门徒马上就跟从了他。
And then He takes them into all these places and does all of these great miracles.
然后主就带着他们到不同的地方，行了许多的不同的事情。
This is power like they had never seen before, if you can imagine.
这是他们以前可能都没有看过主这样的所行的这些全能的事情。
Every disease,
所有的疾病
the demon possessed,
被鬼附的
the lunatics,
癫痫的
the paralytics,
瘫痪的
and he healed them all.
主都治好了他们。
Now, what do you think this really means?
你想看这些到底是什么意思呢
？As I prayed about it, the Lord gave me one single impression.
主在这边让我们有一个印象。
He wanted to demonstrate to them the power of His life.
主要这边能够让他们显明神的生命是多么有能力的一个生命。
This was the lesson to the disciples.
这是对门徒们的一个功课。
He didn't just want to do miracles and healings and deliver people.
他不仅就是然后医治，然后驱鬼，或是可驱除各样病痛。
But what he wanted to do was to show them the power of his own life.
而且要能够显明出神的大能。
And by that living demonstration, he had a lesson for them to learn.
在这些活生生的这些医治里面，神有对他们有一个功课。
The power of this life.Is to be the power of the disciples' life.
这个神的大能也是要在门徒身上能够显明出来。
You're not to do your best to be a Christian.
你不是让你自己做一个最好的基督徒。
You're not to be called as a disciple and then follow him the best that you can.
你不是被呼召出来成为门徒，然后跟着耶稣，然后做成你能觉得你自己能够做最好。
By demonstrating the power of this life, he had one lesson for them.
神把他自己的大能显明出来，要给他们一个功课。
This is the power that you need to live by.
这是你们要借的所显明出来的大能。
I'll never forget this.
我从不能放弃这件事情。
When I was a Christian, young as a Christian,
当我还是一个年幼的基督徒的时候
，I began to see that the Christian life is impossible.
我觉得基督徒生活是不可能的。
A lot of people like to say the Christian life is hard.
很多人也讲说基督生活是很难的。
I learned a different lesson.
我又学了一个不同的功课。
The Christian life is not hard.
基督徒的生活不是很难的。
The Christian life is impossible.
基督徒生活是不可能的。
Do you really think you can live the Christian life?
你觉得你自己可以活出基督徒的生活吗
？Just try to live the Christian life.
Sorry.
Just try to live the Christian life.
你自己就想要自己活出你的基督徒，试试看活出自己，活出基督徒生活出来。
This was a profound teaching moment.
这是一个非常非常神要显明出来许多多的这方面的功课在这里能够显明出来。
After he called them, he could have just taken them right to the Sermon on the Mount.
他主没有在这边好像直接呼召他们就直接到了登山到了山上去
But he didn't do that.
他没有直接带他们到山上去
Because he demonstrated the power of this life.
他主耶稣先向他显明这个生命的大能
And he wanted them to see this one single most important thing.
当他们要他们主耶稣要他们看到第一个最重要的一件事情
That if you're going to live the Christian life,
如果你们要有一个基督徒的生活
it's with another source of life.
必须要有一个另外一个生命的来源。
I remember how Philippians came alive to me one time. Philippians, the letter of Philippians came alive.
当腓立比书成为一个好像活生生的被活生生一般的来到我面前的时候，
You remember Paul's declaration.
你记得保罗这样讲。
He said, "For me to live is Christ."
我活着就是基督。
Do you see the difference?
你们看到这个不同吗？
The Christian life is not you trying to live the Christian life.
基督徒生活不是你自己要活出来的。
This is what he wanted to demonstrate to the disciples.
这是主耶稣基督要向这些门徒能显明的。
The Christian life is a whole different power.
基督徒的生活是另外一个大能。
A whole different life.
是另外一个生命。
A whole different life source.
是另外一个生命的来源。
I think this is an important lesson for us.
我觉得这是一个对我们来讲是一个很重要的功课。
Look at Galatians 2:20.
让我们看一下加拉太书第二章二十节。
This is the Apostle Paul, what he said.
加拉太书二章二十节，这是 保罗所讲的。
Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and no longer live I. Notice those words. No longer live I.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活的不再是我。请注意，他说现在活着不再是我。
But Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
This is the Christian life.
这是基督徒的生活。
This is what the disciples need to learn.
这是 门徒们所要学的一件事情。
You cannot live the Christian life by your own power and strength.
你不能够有基督生活，让你用你自己的力量，用你自己的能力。
This is the first thing.
这是第一件事情。
May the Lord help us to see this.
让求主帮助我们看见这件事情。
Now turn back to Matthew.
让我们再回到马太福音。
I think you're all familiar with the Sermon on the Mount.
我们大概都很熟悉登山宝训。
You know, if the Lord just wanted to do miracles and heal demon possess, heal the ones possessed with demons and sicknesses,
你知道，如果主只是要把一些病痛能够医治，或是驱鬼，或是医治一些癫痫瘫痪的，
He would have kept going from city to city to city.
他会一直从这个城市到那个城市，再到另外一个城市。
But he did the strangest thing.
他做了奇怪的事情。
He left the crowds.
他离开了这些群众。
And it says, reading chapter 5, verse 1.
在第五章的第一节。
But seeing the crowds, he went up into the mountain, and having sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth, and he taught them.
耶稣看见这许多人，就上了山，自己坐下，门徒到他跟前来。
This is what the Lord did.
这是主所做的。
He left the crowd.
他离开了这些群众。
He called his disciples to himself.
他把这些门徒到他面前来。
This is what we call the Sermon on the Mount.
这是讲到说登山的宝训。
And at the Sermon on the Mount, what he wanted to show them was the power of that life.
让主要让他们知道说这是什么是 生命的大能。
The character of that life.
这是 这个生命的品特质。
You know, I think too often we look at the Sermon on the Mount as New Testament commandments.
你知道，我们有时候看这个登山宝训，好像是看到新约的 的诫命。
We look at it as proper conduct, Christian conduct.
我们觉得好像是基督徒这个行为好行为，but
it's not Christian conduct. Just Christian conduct.
这些不是只是一个好规范而已。
It's the character of that life.
这是一个生命的品质的特质。
It isn't what we're like.
这是我们要像的。
It's what he's like.
这是我们的主。
Do you see the difference?
你看到这个不同吗？
What a difference that opens up to us.
这是有这个让这些事情能够让我们能够显明，能够我们了解。
Instead of always struggling to be merciful and kind and a peacemaker,
你是不是我们常常想要很细面，很就是很用力啊，就是能够成为一个有安慰的人啊，或是成为一个平安之子。
We understand that these beatitudes are the character of his life.
我们要知道这所讲的八福是讲到生命的特质。
This is the disciples' life.
这就是 门徒的生命。
The Christian life wasn't in their capacity to live.
基督徒的生命就是讲到这些，讲到我们的生活的品质的显明出来。
So two things the Lord did.
有两件事情主所。
He demonstrated the power of his life.
显明了他生命的大能。
And he began to show them the character of his life in the Sermon on the Mount.
然后他把生命的品质在这山上记得这几件事情八件八福所显明出来。
I hope you understand this.
我希望你们能够了解这些事情。
So often we just think of this as the New Testament law and commandment.
我们常常觉得这个好像就是新约这个律法或诫命。
We hear the Beatitudes.
我们听到这些这个八福。
And we think the Beatitudes are the New Testament law.
我们觉得这个八福好像是新约里面的律法一样。
It's not the New Testament law.
这不是新约的律法。
It's the character of the life of Christ.
这是讲到耶稣基督生命的品质。
It's the character of the kingdom.
这是讲到天国的特质。
It's a life that is to become our life.
这是讲到这个生命要成为我们的生命。
And if that life becomes our life,
如果这个生命成为我们的生命,
then we can say like the Apostle Paul.
我们能够就像门徒保罗所就像保罗所讲的。
For me to live is Christ.
我活的就是基督。
It's not like Christ.
不是像基督。
It's not similar to Christ.
不是很跟基督很有点类似。
The life of the disciple is none other than the life of the Lord Jesus himself.
门徒的生命就是门徒的生命就是像基督耶稣的生命
是一样。Now you may think I'm making too big a deal about this.
你觉得我可能讲得太觉得这件事能有这么重要吗？
But this is absolutely important.
但是呢，这是非常重要的一件事。
People say we're to imitate Christ.
很多人讲说我们要学，要像基督。
It's more than imitate Christ.
事实上是超过能够学或像基督这个。
The disciple is to let Christ live in them that Christian life.
门徒们是让主耶稣基督在他们里面能够活出来。
This is the difference.
这是一个不同的地方。
That's why it says of the nine Beatitudes.
所以我讲到说，在讲到这个八福。
That word blessed over and over.
讲到说，有福了，有福，一次次讲到有福，有福。
It's his blessed life.
这是他所是有福的生命。
It's the life of the Lord Jesus.
因为这就是主耶稣基督的生命。
Listen to these things.
听听看这些事情。
I look at these verse 3.
我们看一下第三节。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
虚心人有福了。
You know, he made himself poor.
这边英文是讲到说，灵里面贫穷。
That we can become rich.
你说我们这边讲到说，神让我们成为富足，主自己是贫穷的。
Blessed are those that mourn, verse 4, for they shall be comforted.
第四节，哀痛人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Now, who is the one who mourned?
是谁是哀痛的人呢？
I think of Gethsemane.
我们讲到说是
the Garden of Gethsemane,
科西马林
where the Lord sweat great sweat drops of blood.
他的那个滴下的泪滴下的汗跟血滴一样。
No one is mourned like the Lord Jesus.
没有人那个哀痛像主一样。
Blessed are the meek, it says in verse 5.
第五节，温柔人有福了。
For they shall inherit the earth.
他们必承受地土。
Who will inherit the earth?
谁能够承受地土呢？
The Father has given everything to the Son.
天父已经把一切事情都给了他的儿子。
He is the meek.
他是最温柔的那个人。
We're not just to try to be more meek.
我们不是只是好像能够学温柔一样。
You know, you can try to be meek.
能够试的温柔。
And meek only lasts for a little while.
但是你这个温柔只能够
until someone rubs you the wrong way.
只得到有个人能够刺激你这个。
And then you'll discover you need a meekness that is not your meekness.
你就发觉到你这个人是非常需要温柔的。
This is what the Sermon on the Mount is.
这就是在登山宝训的时候讲的。
It's a whole different life.
这是讲到一个不一样的生命。
It's character expressed.
这是讲到主耶稣基督生命的品质。
Not conduct demanded.
这不是一个好像一个规范你要去学的。
We think this is conduct demanded.
我们觉得这好像是规范去学。
You cannot do it.
你不能够做到。
You will not fulfill all these.
你不可能能够
You can read them over and over.
不能成全这些的。
Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake.
饥渴慕义人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
He was the righteous one.
他就是那义者。
What did Pilate say of the Lord Jesus?
比拉多怎么讲主耶稣吗?
He brought him out and he said, "Behold the man."
他说看啊这个人。
And then he said, "I find no fault in him."
他说我在他身上找不到任何的
whatsoever.
找不到任何的那个错的地方。
Even the world had to conclude he was righteous.
即使这个世界也是说他是一个义者。
Now, do you think you have that kind of righteousness?
你觉得你有这样的义吗?
The Lord said, "Unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees."
除非你的义能够超过文士跟法利赛的义。
It is the character of his own life that is expressed.
这是主耶稣基督生命品格的彰显。
Who is the merciful?
谁是连续的人呢?
Did he not show us God's mercy?
他是不是把神的怜悯能够揭露出来?
Who is the pure in heart?
谁是清心的人呢?
Are you pure in heart?
你的心是清洁的吗?
Well, some people I have met, I thought they were pure in heart.
有些人我遇见，可能我觉得他们是清心的人。
But I believe this is a description of the Lord Jesus.
但是我觉得这是对于主的一个描述。
I don't believe it's a trait of man.
我不觉得这是讲到一个人的方面。
So this is the first thing in the making process we must see.
这是在做主门徒过程中第一件事我们所要看见的。
This Christian life demands a different source of life.
做门徒这边有讲到说，这个要求是我们有不同生命的来源。
It is not outward conformance.
这不是一个外边的一个规范。
It is an inward life.
这是一个内在的生命。
Paul said, "I no longer live."
主要，保罗说我不在。
But Christ lives in me.
是主住在我里面。
That's a different life.
这是一个不一样的生命。
Brothers and sisters, I hope you see this.
弟兄姐妹，我希望你们能看见这一点。
The second thing about the Sermon on the Mount is this.
第二件事在登山宝训所能看见的。
Some people say it shows us the standard we're to live by.
这边有些人讲说，这边所让我们看见我们生命、我们生活的一个标准。
It's a standard of life.
这是一个生活的标准。
You know, some people's idea of the New Testament is that grace lowers the standard.
有些人认为说，新约好像这个恩典把它的标准降低了。
But did the Sermon on the Mount lower the standard?
但是登山宝训能够有把这个恩典降低吗？
Have you ever read the Sermon on the Mount carefully?
你有没有把登山宝训好好仔细的读过呢？
Now, does everyone know what I mean by lower the standard?
你们知不知道我讲说把这个标准降低是什么意思吗?
Some people think grace means he lowered the standard to let everybody in.
有的人认为说这个恩典就是说神把这个标准降低了让每个人都可以进来。
Actually, the Sermon on the Mount raised the standard.
事实上登山宝训呢主把这个标准提高了。
He said, "You have heard that it is said."
你有听过有人这样讲。
But I say unto you.
但是我跟你这样讲。
You know, he said in verse 17, look at verse 5, chapter 5, verse 17.
但是在第五章第十七节这样讲。
Think not that I have come to make void the law of the prophets. I am not come to make void, but to fulfill it.
莫想我来要废掉律法先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。Look
at verse 21.
我们看一下21节。
You have heard that it was said of the ancients, "Thou shalt not kill," but whosoever shall kill shall be subject to the judgment. But I say unto you that everyone that is lightly angry with his brother shall be subject to the judgment.
你们听见有吩咐古人话说不可杀人，凡杀人难免受审判。只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。Does
that look like the Lord lowered the standard?
你觉得主把他的标准降低了吗？
He said, "If you're lightly angry with your brother."
他这边讲说，只要向弟兄们有一点动怒的。
I think the last translator was lightly angry at me a little while ago.
我觉得我们前面一个翻译好像对我有一点动怒。
You're guilty of the judgment.
你已经要受这个审判。
So we have such a wrong impression of the Sermon on the Mount.
我们对于这个登山宝训有一个错误的看见。
He doesn't lower the standard so all can get in by grace.
主并没有降低他的恩典，说每一个人都随便的可以进来。
But he gives a new life.
但是他给我们新的生命。
That's even higher. That is the standard.
是他。 主让我们有生命有更高的标准，他就是那个标准。
So that all can live that life.
然后所有的人都可以, 借着这个生命而活。
I know something about lowering the standard.
我知道一些事情能够降低标准。
I heard that Phoebe actually has joined the track team at Verona High School. They told me.
在菲比参加了这个。
I hope she won't mind me embarrassing her like this.
她在高中参加他们那个, 田径,
she told me she might do high jump.
她说她会要,
I was, yeah, 就是, that's it, high jump.
就是踏, 啊? 跳高, 跳高。
I never was very good at high jump.
你知道我对跳高不大好的。
I remember the way we did high jump when I was in high school.
当我们在高中的时候, 我记得我在高中,
we kept lowering the bar. Lower and lower and lower.
你知道我们把那个杆子一直降低。
And pretty soon the bar got down here, you could just step over it.
然后那个杆子低到地步，我们脚一跨就过去了。
You know, that's some people's idea of the Christian life.
有些人认为这就是基督徒的生活。
The New Testament lowers the standard.
新约把新约的标准降低了。
But the Lord Jesus raised the standard.
但事实上，也主耶稣基督提高了他的标准。
He set the standard.
他设定这个标准。
He said to the disciples, "The standard is my life."
他说，他设定这个标准就是他的生命，他生活。
If my life is in you, you will be made a disciple.
我的生命在里面，你就成为主的我们的门徒。
If my life is not in you, there's no way you can be a disciple.
我的生命如果不在你们里面，你们不可能成为门徒。
That is the process of being made a disciple.
这就是成为主门徒的一个过程。
In verse 27, it says this.
在27节是这样讲。
You have heard that it has been said that thou shalt not commit adultery.
你们听见有话说不可奸淫。
But I say to you, everyone who looks upon a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery in his heart.
只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
Every brother is upset that I read that verse.
弟兄们都对我读这些话有些的。
Even if you look,
你只要看一下。
Did he lower the standard?
你觉得主降低了他的标准吗？
No, he showed them a life.
不是的，主把他生命显明出来。
And this is the single most important message on the Sermon in the Mount, of the Sermon on the Mount.
这是最在登山宝训上最重要一个的主的信息。
Is that the life of the disciple is none other than the life of the Lord Jesus?
门徒们的生命不是其他生命，乃是主耶稣基督自己的生命。
This is the key.
这是秘诀。
Look at verse 48.
我们请看一下第48节。
This is sort of the coup de grace.
这就好像是一个结论，还是
the crowning grace.
这是一个恩典的冠冕。
Sorry, I shouldn't. I don't know French either. So,
刚弟兄用一个话语是我。
Listen to what it says in verse 48 of chapter 5.
这是在五章第48节所讲的。
Be ye therefore perfect, as your heavenly Father. Is perfect?
你们要完全就像你们天父完全一样。
I love people that say the Sermon on the Mount is the way we're supposed to live.
我常常听到弟兄这样说，我们的基督生活就是在像登山宝训这样所讲的生活。
I think they never read verse 48.
我觉得他们好像没有读第48节。
If that is the way to live, then this is the standard.
如果我们要像登山宝训讲这样生活，第48节是个标准。
Be ye therefore perfect, not just perfect in your measure, but as the heavenly Father is perfect.
这边讲到你们要完全，这个完全不是我们自己的标准的完全，乃是说像你们天父完全一样的完全的标准。
This is the most important lesson that could be taught the disciples.
这是这个最重要的一个主所要给他们的一个课。
This is why right after he called them.
这是主刚刚呼召他们就跟他们所讲的。
He took them to these places and he demonstrated the power of his life.
他们祖先把他们到了各种不同地方，把生命的大能显明出来。
And then he left the crowds.
然后主把群众移开，离开群众。
And he took them aside.
他们把门徒带到一边来。
And he began to open his mouth.
然后主把开口讲。
And he gave the greatest sermon that has ever been given.
他给了他们最重要的一篇讯息。
And the whole point of the sermon is so simple.
这整个讯息是非常的简单。
It is that this Christian life is a different life.
基督徒的生活是不一样的生活。
It's not your life at all.
不是你自己的生活。
This is what it means to be a disciple.
这是主所讲的成为门徒。
It's not you living at all.
这不是你自己活,
but it's Christ living in you.
而是主在里面活。
Brothers and sisters, that set me free.
神让我们能够得以自由。
I was so zealous when I was young as a believer.
当我是年幼基督徒的时候，我是这么的热心。
And I thought it was up to me to live the Christian life.
我觉得我靠自己就能活出基督徒的生活。
And I don't know about you, you would try to live the Christian life and then you would fall.
我不知道你是不是试着基督徒的生活，结果跌倒了。
And you would say, you just need to try a little bit harder to live the Christian life.
你是不是觉得你只要再用力一点，再教会好一点。
So you would grit your teeth.
再咬牙切齿这样。
And you would say, I know I can do that, I just think I can, I just think I can, I just think I can.
咬牙切齿说我可以。
That's the idea, it's sort of like that little red train.
这时候就是一个好像训练一样，我就是可以这样。If
we try hard enough, we'll get there.
如果我们能够好好的训练的话，然后记好的那个用力的话，我们可以达到。But
the message to the disciples is simple.
但是呢，对这些门徒的信息很简单。The
Christian life,
基督徒的生活,
is Christ living in you.
而是耶稣在里面活着。
You know, we often say,
我们常常这样讲,
it's not a changed life.
不是一个。
A changed life.
是改,
it's an exchanged life.
而是一个转换的生命。
It's not you living at all.
不是你自己活的。
But the secret is Christ living in you.
那个秘诀是主在你里面活的。
This is what the life of the disciple is.
这是主门徒的生命的生活。
Now let's look at the law of the disciple.
让我们看到。 门徒们的law.
The law of the disciple.
门徒的律法.
See, usually we Southerners speak so slow, we figure people, our words get drawn out.
他觉得说，我们弟兄说他是字讲的慢，可能会更明白，可是有时候会觉得我们想到另外一个字。
That's what they call a Southern drawl. We draw our words out.
这个是英文里面讲的时候，突然这个就要把长话语。
Yeah, so you have to help me to keep. I'll try to speak slowly, but I don't always do that. We want to look at the law of the disciple.
我们要看一下，讲到说，门徒面的这个律法。
In the making process,
在这个讲到说，这个过程，门徒的过程，成为门徒过程里面，
it's absolutely important that you understand that this life is His life.
我们必须了解非常重要的事情是，我们的生命是基督的生命。
But there's a law of the disciple.
但是他们好像有讲到一个，不应该讲律法，是讲那个律。
This law is vital to the making process.
其实这个律是讲到了一个很重要，对于这个过程中一个重要的一个部分。
Unless you understand this law,
除非你了解这个律，
you can never be made a disciple.
你不可能成为一个门徒。
Turn back to Luke 14.
我们看一下，再看一下路加福音第十四章，
verse 27.
14:27.
This is Luke 14, verse 27. And whoever does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
This is the law of discipleship.
这是讲到说，做门徒的一个律。
It's the law of the cross.
这是讲到说主的十字架。
It's only as we take up our cross and follow Him that we can be a disciple.
这边讲到说我们要自己背着这十字架，然后跟从主。
This is the only way.
这是唯一的办法。
We can be made a disciple.
然后成为他的门徒。
In other words, let me put it plainly.
让我再简单的讲。
There's one life.
这边有一个生命。
It's the life of the Lord Jesus.
有个基督的生活。
And there's one law.
有一个律。
It's the law of the cross.
是十字架的律。
We absolutely need to understand this single law.
我们必须完全的了解这个律。
Look at Matthew chapter 16.
我们看一下马太福音第十六章。
We looked at this earlier.
我们在之前有看过。
Matthew 16:21-28. Okay. From that time, we'll read one verse and then you read one verse. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go away to Jerusalem and suffer many things, and the elders, from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and the third day be raised.
从此耶稣才只是门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
Verse 22. And Peter taking him to him, began to rebuke him, saying, God be favorable to thee. Lord, this shall in no wise be unto thee.
彼得就拉着他，劝他说：主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。
But turning around, he said to Peter, Get away behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense to me, for thy mind is not on the things that are of God, but the things that are of man.
耶稣转过来对彼得说：撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚了，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
For whosoever shall desire to save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it.
因为还要救自己生命的必上吊生命，还为我上吊生命，必得着生命。
For what does a man profit if he should gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
For the Son of Man is about to come in glory of his Father with his angels, that he can render to each according to their doings.
人子要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那时候他要照着个人的行为报应个人。
Let's stop right there.
那我们就停到这个地方。
This is the law of discipleship.
这是讲到说做门徒的一个律。
The Lord said, if any man desires to come after me,
主在这边讲若人要跟从我，
let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Now, Peter had a different idea.
但是呢，彼得好像有个不同的意见。
This is one of Peter's famous mistakes.
这是彼得最有名的错误。
When the Lord began to describe how he was going to suffer and die at the hands of the scribes and Pharisees, and that he would go to Jerusalem and be killed, and on the third day raised, Peter did something.
当主才指示门徒说他要上耶路撒冷受长老、祭司长、文士的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
He grabbed hold of the Lord Jesus.
他就对主这样讲，彼得对主讲。
And the word literally means God be favorable to thee.
就说神，你不可以叫神不可以这样做。
He began to rebuke the Lord, as we read.
他好像在责备神一样。
He said, "This shall in no wise happen to thee."
他说神啊，他主啊，这个件事必不得临到你的身上。
And then the Lord did something.
然后主做一件事情。
He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
他说
Now, this must have been one of the lowest points for Peter.
这可能是彼得最低点的时候。
I don't know about you. I've been called many things.
我不知道你们, 我被叫了许多的名字。
Many of them deserved.
许多名字对我是很合适的。
And many more could have been said, by the way.
许多名字事实上是可以这样讲。
But as far as I know, no one has ever called me Satan.
但是目前为止没有人叫我撒旦。
That one thing. I haven't been called.
但是有一件事,
I haven't been called.
哦，我还没有被叫的。
But the Lord took Peter and he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
但是主对彼得说，退我后去，后边去。
Now I don't want to just be funny about this.
我不想在这边好像开玩笑。
This is the philosophy of the world.
这就是世界的哲学。
God be favorable to thee. You remember how Shakespeare's line
你知道好像讲到莎士比亚,
said, "To thine own self be true."
你自己能够更真实。
If I hear that in another graduation speech, I'll scream.
让我听到另外一个好像毕业的一个。
But this is the law of this world.
这就是在这边讲到说，这世界的律就是这个样子。
Be good to yourself.
让好像体贴你自己。
Love yourself.
爱你自己。
Don't let this happen to yourself.
让这些事情不要临到我们的身上。
To your own self be true.
让你自己好像觉得很好。
This was Peter's philosophy.
这是彼得的哲学。
But the Lord showed him a different law.
但是主在那边给他写明了另外一个律。
He said, "Unless you're willing to take up your cross and follow me,"
除非你憋死你自己，十字架来跟从我。
You cannot be my disciple.
你不能够成为我的门徒。
It's not you may not be my disciple.
这边没有讲到，这边不是讲到说你可能不成为我的门徒。
The cross is the absolute law of discipleship.
这边讲到说十字架是。 成为主门徒的一个重要完全的一个律。
Without it, this making process is impossible.
没有这个过程就没有办法完成。
You will never be made a disciple.
你没有办法成为一个门徒，制造成为一个门徒。
This is what the Lord showed Peter.
这是主对彼得所显明的。
Now let's look at it a little carefully.
让我们这件再仔细的看一下。
There are three different phrases here.
这边有讲到三个不同的字句。
They all begin with the word for.
这边都讲到说, which verse?
Verse 25.
这边讲到因为。
For whosoever shall desire to save his life shall lose it.
这边讲因为还要救自己生命的必上吊生命因为回望我上吊生命必得着生命
But whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake shall find it
还为我上吊生命必得着生命
The problem with the natural life
我们这个天然生命的问题是在
Is the soul is under the dominion of self
讲到说好像只体贴自己
It always puts self first.
只把自己当成中心。
It always protects self.
只是保护自己。
Its philosophy is be good to yourself.
这个哲学就是对我自己最好。
That's not the law of discipleship.
这不是主对成为门徒的过程。
So it says, "For whosoever shall desire to save his life shall lose it."
还要救自己生命的，必须要上吊生命。
But listen to the paradox.
然后看一看这个对比
But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it
凡为我上吊生命的必得着生命
You know, brothers and sisters, this is such an important law
你知道弟兄姐妹这是一个多么重要的一个律
I don't know if any of you've heard of the man Jim Elliot
你知道有一个人叫做 Jim Elliot
Jim Elliot was a famous missionary in South America
他是一个很有名的传教士，在中南美的一个传教士。
He was actually killed by those he ministered to.
他被这个传给他们这群人,
it's a marvelous, story of one who laid down his life.
这是一个非常美的一件事，这是一个非常特别好的事情，在显明他们，在他们当中。
This is what he said.
这是他所讲的一句话。
He is no fool.
他没有fool。 愚蠢的。
He is no fool.
没有愚蠢的。
Who gives away what he cannot keep.
能够把他们不能够保存的，能够释放出去。
To gain what he cannot lose.
去得到他不能够失去的。
Do you understand that?
你了解这句话吗？
If you give away what you cannot keep.
如果你把你不能够保存的能够流放出去。
You will not lose your life, but you gain your life.
你不会失去生命，反而你得到你的生命。
This is the law of the cross.
这是十字架的律。
The second word for begins in verse 26.
讲到第二个因为是在26节，不过中文没有。
For what does a man profit if he should gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
这边英文有因为，因为人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
This verse talks about profit and loss.
这边也讲到说赚跟失去。
All of you businessmen and women know what profit and loss is.
所有做这生意都知道什么是赚，什么是赔。
This is doing transaction with God.
这是讲到说，跟主的一个好像一个在主面前的一个交易。
What do we profit if we gain everything?
我们如果得到全部的东西，有什么益处呢？
But lose our soul.
因为你失去了自己的生命。
You know, the problem is.
你知道这个问题是,
Our soul is under the management of self.
你知道我们这个生命是在我们自己的管理之下。
And what the cross does is this.
但是呢，十字架所做的是这个样子。
It takes our soul.
它把我们自己这个生命。
And it puts it under the management of the Holy Spirit.
然后这个把我们这个生命，就是我们的魂啊，放在这个十字架，放在这个灵的管理之下。
So I think this is the best way for the Christian to understand it.
我想这是对我们基督徒比较容易了解的。Every
Christian ought to wear a sign.
每一个基督徒都是一个。A
sign.
有一个牌子。
Or you can get a t-shirt if you like. Whatever you like to do. But it ought to say under new management.
这是我们有一个牌子，就是说我们有新的，在我们身上有个新的管理。
That's the key to the cross.
这就是十字架的一个秘诀。
Our soul life is no longer under the tyranny of self.
我们的魂生命不是在我们自己管理之下。
That always says be good to yourself.
因为呢，这个魂生命都是对你，都是一直要对你自己很好。
Be favorable to yourself.
都是要体贴你自己。
But it puts ourselves under a new government.
但是呢，我们把我们自己的魂呢放到新的管理之下。
It's the government of the Holy Spirit.
而是在圣灵的管理之下。
And with that government, we shall gain our life.
在这个新的管理之下，我们会得到生命。
The problem with most of us as Christians.
对我们大部分基督徒的问题是。
Is that dominant self life maintains control.
而是我们自己都常常让我们自己这个魂生命活出来。
You will never regret putting your soul by the cross under new management.
如果你把你自己魂生命放在新的管理之下，你是不会后悔的。
This is the law of the disciple.
这是做门徒的一个律。
And then look at verse 27.
这边讲到27节。
For the Son of Man is about to come in glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will render each according to his doings.
27节的英文有个因为，那在此言，因为人只要他父的荣耀里，同得众使者降临，那时候他要照着个人的行为报应个人。
The King James Version puts it like this.
在钦定版是这样讲的。
He will reward every man according to his works.
钦定版是讲说，神要对于他所个人所行的，神要给他，reward 就是奖赏，奖赏。
I think the enemy spreads great lies.
我觉得这是一个这个非常讲到生命的彰显的重要地方。
He says to Christians, this law of discipleship is a heavy law.
这边也讲到说，这个做门徒的律是一个很重的一个律。
It's a brutal law.
这是一个好像brutal law 就是很。
It's too much to bear.
就是你很难承担的一个律。
It's too hard on you.
就是一个对你来讲非常难的一个律。
And we think it's such a dark message.
这是一个非常好像很深的一个的信息。
But brothers and sisters, the message of the cross is the message of liberation.
这边讲到说，讲到这个十字架，事实是讲到一个这个生命的自由一个的信息。
If we're willing as a disciple,
如果我们要成为一个门徒
，to say no to self.
对我们自己说不
，and yes to the Lord.
对主说是。
In the end, we receive reward.
在末了，我们会得到奖赏。
He will reward us every man according to his works.
他会对我们个人会有奖赏。
To me, this is a precious thing.
对我来讲，这是一个非常非常宝贵的。
The law of the cross is not a heavy message.
十字架的讯息不是一个重的讯息。
It is our salvation.
这是事实上是我们一个拯救的讯息。
And the lesson is this.
这边的功课是这个样子的。
If you really want to be made a disciple,
如果你真的要成为一个门徒的话
，If you want this process to be true in you,
你认为真的要让这个过程在你身上成为真实的话
，Then you must take up your cross.
那你必须背起你的十字架
，And follow the Lord.
然后能够跟从主。
Put yourself under His management.
把你自己放在主的管理之下。
Lay down your life.
把你自己生命能够放下。
Say no to yourself and yes to Him.
对你自己说不，对神说是。
That will be your liberation.
这是你的拯救，这是你的自由。
This is the law of disciples.
这就是做门徒的一个律。
This is what our brother Kong said to us.
这就是江守道弟兄所对我们所讲的。
He said the most practical and daily process.
他说在我们这个每天日常生活中非常一个实际的事情。
Of true discipleship is cross bearing.
真正的做门徒就是背十字架。
It's a message we don't hear much today.
事实上在今天这个社会，我们很少提到这样的讯息。
In popular evangelical Christianity, you don't hear the message of the cross.
事实上在比较正统的教会，你好像也很少听到这样的讯息。
But this is the law of the disciple.
这就但是呢，这是成为门徒的一个很重要一个律。
He went on to say, "This is where the real training lies."
这是一个真正的一个训练的一个生命。
This is the essence.
这是一个本质。
This is the problem with discipleship.
这也是做门徒的一个问题。
The greatest hindrance to following the Lord.
这个问题就是我们跟从主的一个阻碍。
Is ourselves.
是我们自己。
If we're willing to take up our cross.
如果我们要背起我们自己十字架。
The Lord says you can be my disciple.
主说你就是我的门徒。
This is so important.
这是非常的重要。
Now let's look at the third thing.
让我们能够看第三件事情。
The lessons of the disciple.
讲到说门徒们的功课。
Now Peter, there are many lessons in Peter's life.
我们知道在彼得身上彼得有许多的功课。
We could spend a lot of time talking about every story and every lesson in the life of Peter.
我们可以花许多时间讲到说彼得所学的功课。
But the one impression I have of Peter is this.
但是彼得对我一个很深的印象是
The reason he could be so greatly used later
他能够后来被主重大的重重的使用
is because he was so greatly dealt with by the Lord.
而是呢, 因为他被主常常的对付。
This process of being made a disciple requires many dealings.
这个做主门徒的过程, 需要许多的对付。
I think the problem with us is we say, no, Lord.
我们的问题就是说, 主啊, 不, 我不要。
You can't touch that part.
你不能够碰我。
Leave me free there. You can't touch that part.
让我在一边，你别碰我。
I think that's the problem.
我觉得这是个问题的所在。
But I read story after story in the New Testament of Peter's life.
但是在新约面看到一个一个在彼得身上所发生的故事。
And how the Lord touched every area of his life.
你就看到主在彼得身上碰主的，在彼得身上每一个部分。
That's the reason he could be made a disciple.
这是为什么他能够成为主的门徒。Let
me just give you a few examples.
让我给你几个例子。
Think of the story of the walking on the water.
那我们看看就讲到说彼得在水面上行走这件事。
I told you earlier, no other disciple walked on the water but Peter.
你知道在说主的门徒面只有彼得在水面上行走。So
don't be so hard on Peter.
你不要对彼得好像对他太严厉。At
least he responded.
至少他对主有回应。But
when he walked on water and he saw the waves and the wind, you remember the story, he began to sink.
你知道当彼得在水面上行走，当看到那个风跟浪的时候，他就开始要沉下去了。And he
had to have the Lord save him, and the Lord reached down and saved him.
他就要主救他，主就伸出手把他救下来。
I think the lesson is quite clear.
你知道这个功课是非常清楚的。
The Lord must deal with our faith first of all.
主要第一件事要对我们的信心，然后要对付。Do
you live the Christian life by your faith?
你的基督徒生活是凭信心而活吗？
Do you think you can walk on water?
你觉得你可以在水面上行走吗？
You cannot.
你不能的。
Only the Lord must deal with our faith so that we shall do like the Apostle Paul and live by the faith of the Son of God.
你知道，我们就这么靠自己，我们唯有在信心里面活，能够跟着主而走。You
know, in Matthew 16, that story we just read,
你知道马太，我们看一下马太福音第16章，
how the Lord dealt with Peter.
在马太福音第16章里面，主怎么样对付彼得？
He rebuked Peter.
他
So the strongest rebukes we read in the whole of the Bible.
在整个圣经里面最严重的斥责。
But it was a necessary dealing.
但是这是一个非常必要的对付，对彼得的对付。
Many lessons make the disciple.
许多的功课让我们成为门徒。
And that lesson was he had to deal with his self-love.
就是让对付我们自己的自爱。Peter
said, be good to yourself.
对我们自己很好。
Be favorable to yourself.
就是自怜自爱。That's
why he taught him the message of the cross.
所以说主就讲到说要讲到十字架的一个讯息。Well,
I think of Matthew 17, the Mount of Transfiguration.
17章讲到说主登山变相的这个讯息。
I don't know if you thought much about the Mount of Transfiguration.
我不知道你们有没有想了许多关于主变相这件事情。
But you remember the story where Peter said, let's build three tabernacles.
你们讲到说，彼得说我们有建三个棚。
The Lord was manifest in all of his glory.
主把他自己的荣耀显明出来。
And he could have at that moment gone to be with the Father.
他其实在那个时候呢，主就可以与
And Peter said, let's build three tabernacles.
但是彼得说我们建三个棚。
And at that moment, God rebuked him.
但是在那个时候呢，我们天上的父就斥责。
Now, I don't know if you thought much about this, but this is two chapters in a row.
但是我不知道你觉得怎么样，但是这连了两章是这个样子。
The Lord Jesus just rebuked him in chapter 16.
主刚刚才对彼得说关于斥责彼得这件事情。
And God rebuked him.
然后我们天上的父也开始斥责彼得。
And if this wasn't bad enough, the Apostle Paul rebuked him in the book of Acts.
事实上，你知道，如果这还不够的话，你知道那个保罗啊，在那个在使徒行传里面也斥责过。
You remember the story.
彼得，你记得这个故事吧？
When he dissembled is the word that You know, with the Jews, when he was around the Jews, he would eat with the Jews. You know the story.
你知道这个故事就是当彼得跟一些犹太人在一起吃饭这个故事。
And of course, he would sit with the Gentiles before, but when the Jews came, he would not have anything to do with the Gentiles.
他原本是跟就是外邦人在吃饭，结果犹太人一来，他就离开这个。
And the Apostle Paul rebuked him to his face.
所以呢。
I've often had brothers say to me, you always rebuke in private. I think this is a strange story then. He was rebuked to his face.
在他的,
but it was for a very important lesson. It would have changed Christianity forever.
如果这些没有的话，这个对会把我们整个基督教都改变。
It would have divided the Christian church along Jewish and Gentile lines.
会把基督教，整个基督教变成好像犹太人的基督教，还有外邦人的基督教。
And so the Apostle Paul would not permit it to stand.
所以呢，保罗没有办法，他必须能够改正这一。I
think one of the most precious verses about Peter is that verse. Later in one of his letters, when he talks so affectionately about the Apostle Paul,
我觉得在彼得这件事情，他特别在他自己的书信讲到了保罗。
I don't know about you, but if you rebuke me to my face,
我不知道你，但是你在我当面骂我的话，
I might just hold a grudge.
我事实上就可能。
But he talks so lovingly of the Apostle Paul.
但是他对保罗所讲的话是多么的有爱。He says
things sometimes hard to understand.
他说保罗的一些话语可能难以明白。Brothers
and sisters, this is the point.
但是弟兄姐妹，这边是重点。For
us to be made a disciple requires many dealings.
成为主的门徒必须接受许多的对付。Many
lessons.
许多的功课。
And unless we allow the Lord to touch those areas of our life,
除非让主碰到我们生命中这些部分,
we'll never be made a disciple.
我们不可能成为主的门徒。
There are many other instances.
有许多其他的,
you remember when Peter said, though everybody denies you, I won't deny you, and I'll even go to death.
你知道，那个彼得也常讲说，别人都离弃你，我总不离弃你，我会跟着你，知道你死的地，知道你死也会跟着你。And
the Lord said, before the cock crows,
主说，在鸡叫三次之前，
you will deny me.
你会，主在鸡叫之前，你会，你会，
you know, brothers and sisters, this is a simple lesson.
这是一个简单的功课。
The Lord must deal with our commitment.
主必须对我们自己好像对主的承诺有这样的对付。
How strong do you think your commitment is?
你自己对主的承诺有多强呢？
This is the making of the disciple.
这是成为主的一个过程，要学的功课。
You remember the story in Matthew 26?
在马太福音26章。
When they were in the garden,
当他们在那个园里的时候,
and they came to take the Lord away,
and
you remember Peter drew out the sword?
当你知道那个彼得拿出这个刀来,
I think you all know the story. And he cut off the servant of Malchus' ear. Do you remember?
他把一个祭司的仆人的耳朵砍掉,
and the Lord Jesus rebuked him again.
然后主就斥责彼得,
and he said, he who lives by the sword dies by the sword.
他说，动刀的就必倒在刀下。He
had to deal with his zeal.
他，我们自己的这个热心热情也必须要被对付。Has
the Lord ever dealt with your zeal?
事实上，主有没有对你自己的热情有对付呢？
If you are a disciple,
如果你是门徒，He
will deal with every area.
他会对我们每一个部分都要对我们对付。These
are the lessons.
这是这样的，这是一个功课。
But you know, one of the most precious things to me about Peter,
你知道对保罗，不，彼得，对我这个很重要一件事情。
Look at Luke 22.
路加22章。
This is to me a precious lesson. Luke 22.
这是个宝贵功课, 路加22章。
Verse 31 and 32.
31节, 32节。
I think this is the verse. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded to have you, to sift you as wheat. But I have besought for thee that thy faith fail not. And thou, when once thou hast been restored, confirm thy brethren.
主又说, 西门, 撒旦想要得着你们, 好塞你们, 像塞麦子一样, 但我已经为你祈求, 叫你不自私了, 甚信心, 你回头以后,
to me, this story explains a lot.
这个故事, 解释了许多事情。
The Lord in His mercy even allowed Satan to sift him as wheat.
在主好像容许撒旦要得着我们, 好像要塞我们, 像塞麦子一样。
Now, I don't know if that's ever given you heartburn.
你不知道会不会让你这个好像胃痛啊。
But I always thought why the Lord didn't say, Satan, you can't sift him as wheat.
你有没有想到说, 主为什么不这样讲说, 撒旦你不可以。 塞他们像塞麦子一样。
Why did the Lord allow Satan to sift him?
为什么主容许撒旦能够塞我们呢?
Why did the Lord allow Satan to sift Job?
为什么主容许撒旦去对约伯这样？Think of it. 想想看。
Because he knew these ones he would never let go.
他主知道每个人他不会让我们
This is the secret. He is dealing with you in every area of your life, every lesson. Not one lesson would be left undone.
主在我们身上有许多许多功课要对付我们。
All of this
让每一件事情都要功课都要让我们学会。
Is to put you in the sieve.
让我们能够成为他面前的。
And all that passes through the net.
让我们就好像塞那个塞麦子那个工具一样，要塞过去。
Is part of the dealing process.
这是一个主对付的一个过程。
And that part that remains.
这个部分仍然存在。
Is Christ.
哦，这个部分存在。This
is what it means. I don't know if you even know what a sieve is. My wife calls those things colanders.
我不知道你们怎么讲这个东西，但是我太太讲说这是一个。
I'm an engineer, so I know what a sieve is. We sift soil in it.
Oh, 你知道这个塞麦子这个工具啊,
it's like a bowl made like a screen.
就好像一个网子一样的一个东西。
And you put everything into it.
你把所有东西放这个好像网状的。
And then you shake it.
然后你就这样子,
and all the things that are not supposed to be in the sieve fall out the bottom.
然后这些不属于这里面的这个东西就借着这个网里面的这个洞就掉出来了。
Well, that's the story of Peter's life.
这就是彼得生命的生命。
He says, Peter, I want to make you a disciple so much. Peter, I want to make you a disciple.
他说，彼，我要让你成为我的门徒。
I will even use Satan.
我要好像让你放在撒旦的手下。
And will put you in the sieve.
然后好像让你要像塞麦子一样。
And it will shake it.
然后这个撒旦好像要咬你。
And I will deal with you.
然后我在你身上有对付。
And in all that has to fall out will fall out.
应该被脱落就会脱落掉。
But in the end, you will be made a disciple.
然后在最后呢, 你会成为我的门徒。
This is the lesson of Peter.
这是, 彼得的功课。
You know, it's a little bit like Jacob in the Old Testament.
你知道就好像在旧约里面的雅各一样。
I don't know what you think about Jacob.
我不知道你, 你觉得雅各怎么样。
But to me, he's the Peter of the Old Testament.
他就好像是在旧约里面的, 彼得一样。
He was such a character.
他是一个真的很有个性的一个人。
He tricked his brother.
他骗他的哥哥。
He stole the birthright.
他把哥哥长子名分拿起来。
He tricked his dear old father.
他把爸爸, 他骗他爸爸。
And then the Lord decided he was going to deal with him in a real way.
然后主就叫, 要在他身上对付彼得,
you remember
雅各,
the story.
你们都知道这些故事。
He sent him away to the master manipulator.
他就欺到,
to Laban, his uncle. You remember the story.
然后他也欺骗他的舅舅。
And he out-tricked him.
然后他反正就行那些诡计。
In 20 years he served.
在二十年他服侍他的舅舅。
But all those years, the Lord was making the man.
在这二十年，主来训练能够对付这个人。
Do you understand?
你们了解这个事情吗？
He was transforming the man.
他被改变了。
He was dealing with the man.
神对付这个人。
And he gave him two great visions.
他给他两个
意象。First, he gave him the vision of the ladder to heaven. You all know that story, I think.
他说，主给他第一个意象就是，有一个梯子，在。
And the angels going up and down that ladder. You know the story.
然后天使在这个梯子上下下来，但你们都知道这个故事。
He showed him the God of Bethel.
他讲到说神的，写明了说这是神的家。
And the house of God.
神的家。
Doesn't that sound just like what happened to Peter in Matthew 16?
你是不是觉得这好像就是在马太福音16章对彼得？
He gave him those two great revelations.
他给了他两个很重要的启示。
He showed him he was the God of Bethel.
他觉得他启示说他们就是神的家。
And he was the God of the house of Bethel.
这就是他启示他就是神的家。
And then later on, he dealt with Jacob again.
然后末了他又对在雅各身上有对付。
You remember the story at Peniel?
你在在 Peniel 就是
when he wrestled with God.
他在与神摔跤的那个地方。
You remember he wrestled through the night and it looked like he prevailed?
你觉得他在整夜与神摔跤，他觉得好像要得胜的时候。
And then the Lord did an amazing thing.
然后主就做一个很奇妙的工作。
He touched the strength of his thigh.
他就在他大腿窝最有力的地方。
And he dislocated his very strength.
他就把他最有力的地方，就是让他没有力气了。
He touched his natural life.
他主碰了他生命中自然的生命中的最强的部分。
That's the law of the disciple.
这就是做门徒的一个律。
That's the law of the cross.
这就是十字架的这个律。
He touches our natural life.
他碰我们生命中的自然生命的那个最强的部分。
And we're never the same.
然后我们就不会再一样了。
But in the end, we see a different Jacob.
然后我们在最后我们看到是一个不一样的雅各。
And the story we read in Hebrews,
然后我们在希伯来书所看见的
is we see Jacob worshiping, leaning upon his staff.
我们就看到雅各扶着杖头敬拜神。
He was a changed man.
他是一个被改变的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is what God is doing in Peter's life.
弟兄姐妹，这也就是在神在彼得身上所做的功课。
When we see the Peter in the book of Acts,
当我们看见彼得在使徒行传中的时候，
we see a changed man.
我们看见了彼得是一个已经改变的一个人。
Somebody God was able to deal with.
有些人神可以在他们身上有些对付。
Someone God was able to take.
有些人神能够可以取用。
And make a disciple.
然后成为门徒。
Now, brothers and sisters, I hope that is us as well.
弟兄姐，我希望这些我们就是这些人神所取用的成为门徒的人。
This is the making process.
这是一个成为门徒的一个过程。
We need to see that the life of the disciple is none other than the life of the Lord Jesus.
我们看这些门徒的生命不能够就事实上就是看到主耶稣基督在他们身上的生命。
It's the power of that life.
是一个这个大能的生命。
We need to see that the law of the disciple is the cross.
我们能看到说，门徒，这个生命就是十字架。
And if we're willing to put ourselves under new management,
如果我们愿意把我们自己放在这个新的管理之下，
then we can be changed people.
我们能够改变别人。
And then we need to see that he wants to touch every area of our life. There are many lessons we need to learn.
所有这个功课我们都要需要来学。
And if we allow him,
如果我们让他来做，
he will deal with us.
他会来对付我们。
This is your opportunity.
这是你们的机会。
You can say, yes, Lord.
你可以说是的主。
Or you can say, no, Lord, don't touch that.
你可以说不主，不要碰我。
But the Lord is looking for some.
但是主正在寻找这些愿意的。
He's looking for some.
他寻找有一些愿意的。
that will say, Lord, whatever you want to touch,
说主啊, 不管你要碰我哪一个地方,
you touch it.
你来给我碰,
because in the end, it is to my benefit.
事实上在最后是对我有益的,
this is the making process.
这是一个, 这是一个成为门徒的过程,
shall we pray?
让我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus, once again, we offer back to you this word. We pray in the name of Jesus, you will really give us understanding. We do really want to be made disciples. We do really want you to do this process in us. We offer ourselves to you tonight. And we say, yes, Lord.
我们说,是的,主,
may your will be done.
愿你的旨意在我们身上成全,
may in the end you be able to deal with us.
愿你在最后能够对付我们,
so that the end we are like our master.
所以在末了我们能够就像我们的主,
just like the word of God says,
就像主的话所说的,
it is enough to be like our master.
就像我们的主一样。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.